Just doing a bit of research. Yes, it. How is your research going right now? I'm doing very well. No, I'm just a little flushed. The excitement of a good book. I don't think I've spoken to you all that much, have I? Yes, blue. American, obviously. I know it's a hell of a time to study overseas, but. Well. Adventure waits for no one, right? Oh, yes, the library does seem to be deserted, doesn't it? It's usually packed with people. The radiator. Are you comfortable? Nice to meet you. Yes, it's an unusual text. Not too unusual, though. No, I don't think it'd be relevant to your research at all. Oh, you saw that, did you? Yes, I like to read those sorts of books. I think everybody does, they just don't admit it. Well, yes, it wasn't so much research as for personal enjoyment, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you? Well, good. It's nice to meet another open-minded person. Everyone can be terribly dull about that kind of thing, don't you think? Well, what the scene that I was reading. Well, how much did you see? That much, huh? So, I like oral sex scenes. I think that they're really quite titillating, don't you think? Of course, a decent woman wouldn't talk about something like that, would they? Suppose you're right. Decent women aren't particularly interesting. Have you ever done it before? Oral sex? On someone? Well, yes, but I guess what I'm not trying to ask is, have you ever had someone do it to an old girlfriend, huh? I just had a... I had a silly little thought. Well, we're all alone in the library, right? So it's... Well, it's kind of exciting, isn't it? And after reading this for a bit, I'd love to... Sorry, I'm almost too embarrassed to say it. I'd love to have a little fun if you would. Just for research purposes, of course. After all, isn't the library for learning? Well, I mean, yes, if I'm going to read all of these erotic novels, I should at least experience some of it, don't you think? Like this thing. Or maybe this. Oh, yes, the illustrations are very helpful. They also make it a little harder to get away with it. But I feel like you're a kindred spirit. Do you want to have a little fun? Too perfect to pass up. What do you say? Are you sure? Okay, well, it is still a library, and even though it's empty, I bet that the... Yes, I bet that Madame Helga, the librarian, is still here, so... We do have to be quiet. That just makes it more exciting, doesn't it? Quick, sit down. I'm gonna crawl under the table. Do you mind if I take your trousers off? In the books, she always runs her tongue down. Like this. Swirl her tongue around the head. Quiet. Good boy. He jumped in my mouth. I guess it's true. Men really do like when you say that kind of thing to them. Let's see if you also like it when I take you a little deeper. Cock tastes really good. Say, do you think I could fit this whole thing in my throat? Aw, thanks for having faith in me. Now, if you have to, bite your hand so you don't make any noise, okay? We're still in a library, after all. There's this. There's this position from my book. And, yes. If you just take your pants down a bit, I'll be able to sit down on your lap. If you were able to put your legs up, this would be called the Wrapped Lotus. Thank God for skirts, right? Tunnel. Kiss me. So we don't get caught. Please. Simultaneous release. What do you think? Or I squeeze around you tightly and you fought me with your seed. In the book, they call it pure liquid fire. And they're right. My God, that is lovely. You look out of breath. I can see it in your face. And in the way that you immediately went along with my silly little game. You really are a kindred spirit, aren't you? There's more things from my book. If you'd like to do more research, see if some of the things that the characters do are as magical as they're described. What do you think? I know, it sounds like quite a productive night, doesn't it? The library will close soon, but my apartment is open till late. I'll write you down the address. It's not far from here. I'll clean up the place. I look forward to seeing you.